Yes, you was with your man of Katonda.
Praise Jesus, Amen. Much children of God. How have you been? In the name of the Lord Jesus. How is your life? Is life good? Is God good?
Yes,
Jesus good much? Is life good?
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus
much. Mukama.
We thank the Lord for the moment is added us in this morning. We thank him for his Holy Spirit. One is put in our midst every day and it doesn't take him away.
So
when we contend much with him,
he
has spoken the Genesis 6. My spirit will not contend with these people. When he took him away, he brought the floods. And the Isaiah 63, 11 to 14, when he took him away, the earth asked, where is he? He put his spirit in their midst. He moved his right hand on the hand of Moses. We don't want all that rich on us. People will ask us tomorrow, where is he, the spirit you praised yourself over? Even the God moved in you. He who protected you. He who provided for you. He who healed you. He who fought your wars.
Because
these wars have surrounded you. And problems have become much. The attacks and the failure.
And
people remind you of those seasons.
Because
goes in the people ask, where is he? The one you praised, he protected you. In those days, you praised yourself over me.
Attack
between dreams.
Called
angels, they came. Now, where is he?
Remember, Satan
came sprouting
in them.
Makes them do what pushes God from you. After you do them well, God abandons you. Satan goes, the people begin. They put on new troubles and problems. And say, where is he now? Ever since you bragged on me. But that situation,
when
we preach the gospel, we don't need to reach that situation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Men can chase us from here. The fallen angels,
even
come on the pulpit, they slap you. When you come for the synagogue, they cut off your legs, and you can no more come. And
they
say, it's you who scorned us here. And you
spoke
as you shamed us in the world.
Where
you gave your authority to familiarize us.
Yes, he was
raised here.
So the truly no courage here to tomorrow, Rugan
is one thing, brethren.
To do
anything possible, Holy Spirit in our midst, the presence of the Lord, through his angels, and they are present. If they abandoned us, remember God abandons you.
You make
as if you still speak of truth, yet you have no protection to protect what you speak. As speak on it, they attack you. Those who are the heads of Satan in the world, Satan and his fallen angels,
they
attack, say, don't dare speak of us again. Remember, those who spoke righteousness and not perfected well, and they had no power, and they were poor. They pass problems. If we reach, they told us,
reaching
gospel of righteousness is to suffer and be in poverty. Yet those spoke in parts,
and
it was not knowledge, and they got attacks,
if they
had gotten the light of knowledge in the
pool,
much power came from God to protect them. But it wasn't
that.
They tried on righteousness. But the enemy of righteousness. And he was much on them. Bible speaks of enemies of righteousness. In the Acts 13.
There
is the prophet, the sorcerer, Elmer.
And
he's an enemy of all righteousness.
It
is the son of Lucifer.
Wa
the son of Satan.
Someone
there, and it became another creation.
False
prophet, the false apostle. And they become enemy of righteousness.
Every
preach of it is the battle you get.
You
get in the false ministers.
Amadini.
Religions.
No burogo.
Even sorcerers of the world. If people became like that, how much those who empower them? The fallen angels. Those led by Satan.
No mubaka we Jezebel.
Ambassador Jezebel.
Ha,
they are enemies of righteousness. Now you be surprised. We preach righteousness every day. You think who protects us? We know there is an enemy of righteousness. But we preach, we speak it.
Any of the brothers would have been on our knees, now we would have been worse.
But we thank the Lord.
He
has empowered us.
Strengthened
in preaching his righteousness. Preach the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
we want to keep his presence in our midst. In every place,
we
smell the aroma of knowledge, the fragrance of knowing him, and the much power comes from him. And we bring the light of knowledge,
light
every darkness of deception, Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to move on. To see God revealing me the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven, which was moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011.
In
the service of the visions, the dreams, the trance,
Azota.
The Azotas,
Yulim.
The Urim,
Samim.
The Famim, the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the heading we still see all this down here.
Katonda ngambikulira okuyitibwa.
And God reveals me the call.
Nenda
and the covenant.
And
his glory on the nation of Uganda. Through the journey of heaven. Which was moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011. In the series of the visions. The dreams. The trance,
Azota.
The Azotas,
Yulim.
The Urim,
Samim.
The Famim, the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Part 1 and part 2.
And see part 1 and part 2 of the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We head on to see of those which are found in the rim below.
Which
made of the fourth created heaven.
We
head on to
see
that in the summary of the things in the rim below, which is made up of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we remember, as
we're
going to see that,
part 1 and part 2
we see them in part 1 and part 2 of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we remember we got a note which says that part 1 of the journey of heaven, it's the journey of heaven from the planet Earth to pass through other 9 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Through the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, and where we also find hell, even the base of the principalities,
in the
firmament of the fourth heaven, in the rim below, to head onto the rim above.
And
the rim above, we discovered it.
It's
made of the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Even the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures.
Tower
of all spirits given the body on the world as they are created.
Then
still in the rim above, there is the third heaven, where there is the paradise of God, or the garden of God, together with the throne in the midst of the garden, in the third heaven, in the rim above.
So, noting,
now we noted the second note. Part two of the journey of heaven moved in the Bible.
It's
the journey from the planet Earth, which is found in the fourth created heaven, in the rim below. To ascend to the rim above, the first created heaven, the second created heaven, and the third created heaven, to move on above the heavens. Part of the
journey
of heavens will take us above the heavens. Above the heavens, that's where there is the beginning. And even the end. And that's where we find the new heavens and the new earth.
And those
are what will be in part two of the journey of heaven. Going above the heavens. At the beginning. And the end. Where there's the new heavens and the new earth. But on the other time,
we decided,
began to introduce part one of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
One
of the journey of heavens moved in the Bible. We discover that it has two rims. All this we started with them last time. We started that it has the rim below, which is made of the fourth heaven, and its fullness, where we find the stars, the sun, and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven, together with hell and the principalities, in the firmament of the heaven. Even the 10 planets, including the planet Earth, in the midst of that heaven, the fourth heaven. And we started of the rim above, and it's made up of three heavens. The first created heaven, and the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Then the second created heaven, with the four living creatures, store of all spirits, brought given bodies on the world in their creation. Even the third heaven, praise Jesus much, where there is the garden of God, or the paradise of God, together with the throne of God in the central of the garden. Remember, we summarized those last time. Today we want to begin to see briefly what's in the rim below.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the brief, what is in the rim below, in the part one of the journey of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to briefly see what's
yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see in the brief
Part one,
what's in the part one of the journey of heaven? And we've first seen the rim below, which is made of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let
me hope you understand me well. When we speak of part one of the journey of heaven, it is covered that there is the rim below, which is made of this fourth created heaven and its fullness. Remember, still in part one of journey of heaven, we have the rim above. In there is the first created heaven and the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Then we have the second created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the realm above, after the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, we
head
on to the second created heaven, which has the four living creatures, the store of all spirits, those created and given bodies of the world. Praise Jesus much. Then we still have the third created heaven in the realm above. The third created heaven, even the garden of God, in the center of it, the throne of God. Praise Jesus much. But we wanted to first get in the brief summary that things in the realm below, the fourth created heaven. After we shall get a brief summary of things in the rim above, where there's the first heaven, the second and the third in creation. Once you understand well that in this time we want to see what is in the brief, things in the rim below, the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see briefly what is in the rim below, the fourth created heaven.
This
the rim below we are seeing. This is this heaven, the rim below, the fourth created heaven.
What
to summarize what is found in there, then we shall move on our journey and launch to the rim above.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to first see what is in brief summary, what is in the rim below, the fourth created heaven. Have you understood me well? Have you lacked somewhere? You know this journey. All of us have ever moved it when we were brought on this world. But we did first realize it. Yet we're on the journey moving to take it back, the journey of heaven. But we didn't discover where are we located. There we begin to move our journey. That's why we brought you what is in the brief summary of things in the realm below, the fourth created heaven. We have like seven things, those we are going to be seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Like seven things, those we are going to be seeing in this realm below, the fourth created heaven. The first, I want you to write down.
We
want to first note them down. Then we see one by one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are to see seven things in the rain below, the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The first, we want to see the fourth created heaven.
It
strength as iron, and it is such a lie. The first,
we want
to see for created heaven. Its strength as iron, and it is such a
lie.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyi bwetuba tusoma ku ggulu eryo.
You know when we start of that heaven.
Bayibuli etulaga nti eggulu eryo lyekulungirira.
Bible shows us that heaven is circular.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kusinga mu Yobu 22.
According to Job 22:12-14. It shows the heaven is circular.
Abasinga tuliraba nga liri eri wagulu.
Most of us see it up there.
Tetulisuubira nti neno ng'ofulumye mu nsi yaffe gye eriri wansi.
Don't expect when you get out of planet Earth is under there.
Kyengezaako okulekera okutegeera.
What I try to bring you to understand.
Nti point yaffe gye sooka gye tulina okulaba.
Our first point we are meant to see.
Eggulu eryokuna.
The fourth heaven.
Mu kutondebwa.
Creation.
Egumu.
Ide.
Hard.
As iron.
Atenga liye kurungirivu.
And it is circular.
Kwegamba liye kurungirivu
bweri. Now it is circular like this.
So tulowooza nti bw'obeera ku planet.
Don't you think when you're on planet Earth?
Nti liri eri waguli yoka gy'olirengera.
Only up here where you see it.
Liye kurungirivu.
It is circular.
Tegeza bwe nfuluma mu ensi.
When I come out planet Earth.
Nengenda mu east.
And I go to the east.
Bali lengera.
I see it that side.
When
I go to the west,
and I
go now planet
Earth,
I see the heaven.
When
I look in the south,
and I
go now planet
Earth,
I see that heaven.
It
is circular. Praise Jesus much.
Some
of what we have to see in the realm below, they both created heaven. The fourth created heaven, which is hard as iron, and it is circular. That is the first point. The second point, and those things we are to see in the realm below, fourth created heaven. In the firmament of the fourth heaven, we see the stars, the moon, and the sun. Praise Jesus much. The second point,
the firmament
of the fourth heaven, we see the kingdom of the stars, the moon, together with the sun.
Point
our second point, we have told you, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven, we see there the stars, or the kingdom of the stars, the moon, and the sun. Many times when we are on this world, this is the planet Earth where we are. We think that these stars, they are put as buttons on the heaven,
and
like they are attached on the shirt. But the stars are in the firmament of the heaven, they are hanging in the sky. The sun, the stars, and the moon, they are in the firmament of the heaven. Even though they are so big, for when he speaks in the Genesis 1, verses 14-20, say, let there be stars, all these shinings, lights in the firmament of the heaven,
and
whether the stars
no
and the moon and the sun in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, kati emunye,
now the stars,
they are munda.
Not within the planet Earth. No.
But
because the planet where we are, the
transparent.
Portion up is transparent.
I said
you can stretch eyes through and you see what's out there. It's like glass.
That
you can pass eyes, see what's out there. Of it. Now the stars, they are in the firmament of the heaven. The stars, sun, and the moon in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is our second point.
What
we see in the realm below, the fourth created heaven.
We
want to follow well our journey.
But
we have to begin it from planet Earth to move it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Point
our third point.
twagala okulaba ku geyena.
We want to see of hell.
Geyena.
Hell.
Oba emanyiddwa ng'obunnya obutakoma.
Or known as the bottomless pit.
Oba ekkomera lya Katonda.
Or the prison of God.
Mwasibire mireme gye.
Where he prisons rebellious spirits.
Obwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
Kingdom of the stars.
Obanga ery'eggulu ery'okuna mu kutondebwa.
The firmament of the fourth created heaven.
Point yaffe ey'okusatu
gye tuliko. Our third point we are on.
Gye tulina okulaba.
That we are to see.
Geyena.
Hell.
Oba agamanyiddwa ng'amagombe.
Or what is known as hell.
Era obunnya obutakoma.
And the bottomless pit.
Era ebimanyiddwa ng'ekkomera lya Katonda.
And which is known as the prison of God.
Mwasibire mireme gye.
Where he imprisons rebellious spirits.
Mu bwakabaka obw'emmunyeenye.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Mu bbanga ly'eggulu ery'okuna mu kutondebwa.
In the firmament of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise yes just much.
Point yaffe ey'okusatu gye tuliko.
Our third point we are on it.
Alisi njaga point zoso okozikwate kwasi mu mutwe.
I want you to get those points in the head.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulaba geyena.
We want to see of hell.
Oba agayitibwa amagombe.
What is called hell.
Oba obunnya obutakoma.
Or the bottomless pit.
Oba ekkomera lya Katonda.
Or prison of God.
Mwasibire emyoyo gye.
Where he imprisons rebellious spirits.
Mu bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Bbanga ery'eggulu ery'okuna mu kutondebwa.
In the firmament of the fourth heaven.
Kye nkugamba kiri bwe kiti.
What I tell you is this.
Geyena.
Hell.
Oba amagombe.
Oh hell.
Geyena walo ketu.
This is the one we see right here.
Geyena.
Hell.
Oba amagombe.
The prison of God.
Obunnya obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Era nga likomera lya Katonda.
And it's the prison of God.
Mwasibire mireme gye.
Where imprisoned rebellious spirits.
Businganibwa mu bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
It's found within the kingdom of the stars.
So tegasinganibwa.
And it's not found on the planet Earth.
Nedda.
No.
Ensobo lino okuba ng'ogifuna.
You must have stretched out of planet Earth.
N'olekera obwakabaka
bw'emmunyeenye. And you head on to the kingdom of the stars.
Ku mukono ogw'obukiika obwaddyo.
Onto the west.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Yosiŋŋaana geyena.
That's where you find hell.
Agamanyiddwa ng'amagombe.
Which is known as hell.
Obunnya obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Ekkomera lya Katonda.
Prison of God.
Mwasibire emyoyo gye.
Where he imprisons rebellious spirits.
Wano we wali ensonga zino z'owulira wammanga.
Issues we hear of down
here. Ebyawandiikibwa ebimu ku ebyo bijja okwogerwako.
Those scriptures which will be spoken of.
Nga tusoma ku nsonga
eyo. As we study of that issue.
Bayibuli eraga.
Bible shows.
Mu Peter ekisooka esula ey'okusatu.
In the first Peter chapter 3.
18 paka
22.
Nti mu mwoyo.
That in spirit.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Bwe yagendera okubuulira emyoyo egyali mu kkomera.
He went to preach to spirits in the prison.
Edda Katonda gye yagumiikiriza.
Those which God prepared.
Mu biro bya nabbi Noah.
Prophet Noah.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
Christ. Omubuulizi w'obutuukirivu.
A preacher of righteousness.
Amataba we gaabeerawo.
When the floods happened.
Emyoyo egisinga gyonna gyateekebwa mu kkomera eryo.
Most prison spirits are put in that prison.
Naye kiraga.
But it shows.
Muluka essuula eyabiri mu esatu.
In the Luke 23.
Muluka essuula eyabiri mu esatu.
In Luke 23.
Lunyi olwana mu nnya.
The verse 44.
Paka anamu musanvu.
To 47.
Nti mukama waffe Yesu bwe yawaayo omwoyo gwe.
Jesus surrendered his spirit.
Okugenda mugenda gye yamala ennaku essatu.
To go in hell where he spent 3 days.
Enjuba n'omwezi mu kaseera ako.
The sun and the moon in that moment.
Byalekayo okuwaka.
They stopped giving their light.
Kubanga yali ayolekedde mu geyena.
We had headed on to hell.
Obunnya obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Ekkomera lya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Mwasibire emyoyo gye.
Where imprisoned rebellious spirits.
Kyokitegeeza nti bw'oggulawo amagombe butereevu.
You open up hell.
Enjuba egenda kulekerawo okwaka.
The sun will stop giving its light.
N'omwezi.
Even the moon.
N'emmunyeenye.
Even the stars.
Kubanga.
Because.
Obwakabaka buno obw'amagombe bw'ekizikiza.
Kingdom of hell of total darkness.
Buli mu bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye bwe
busiŋŋaanibwa. Kingdom of the stars.
Era bw'ayogera naffe ku bikulu by'essuula ey'omwenda.
It's Revelations 9.
N'olusooka n'olw'okubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Agamba nti bwe yabikkula obunnya obutakoma.
When he opened the bottomless pit.
Mwava enkoomi ennene ey'omukka.
There came a giant smoke.
Ne gujjula mu bwengula.
And filled in the sky.
Enjuba n'omwezi.
The sun and the moon. And the stars.
Nebirekayo okwaka.
And they stopped giving light.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kino kikuwa point.
This gives you a point.
Wa.
Where.
Amagombe ugasinga
ni hell located.
Kubanga olugaggulawo.
But when you open it up.
Gasobola okuziza enjuba okwaka.
You can hear the sun give it
light. N'omwezi ne emmunyeenye.
The moon and the stars.
Ne gakulagirira.
And they direct you.
Waje gasinga ni.
Where they are found.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era kasita enjuba ezikira.
And if the sun stops giving light.
Ndowooza ku nsi wano mbate mukyafuna
light. I think on the world you no more get light.
Amagombe gaba kuba ku nsi.
If hell was on planet Earth.
ekizikiza ne kiba nga kiguddwawo kyandibadde mu nsi kitegeeza enjuba yandisigaddeyo
ng'eyagamu
bbanga
n'esindika
layiti ku
nsi
naye olw'okuba amagombe gali mu bwakabaka bwe bumu
obumunyeere
olugiggulawo
gasalako
emunyeenye n'enjuba n'omwezi mu bwakabaka mwe bali
fe
abali ku nsi
tuba
tetukyasobola kufuna
layiti
Yes, we praise
Jesus
much.
That is our third point. Third point.
That's where
you see the rim below.
The fourth
created heaven.
Point is no game mass no zikwa.
We are going to get these points well.
We are going to do to summarize
one by one scriptures.
We are
trying to give you scriptures. But I speak them.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus.
Point
our fourth point.
In
this we meant to see.
It's
the rim below. The fourth created heaven.
We are going
to see principalities. Principalities.
Stand your mulimba when season.
Satan the devil.
Never marry Kababago.
And his fallen angels.
Abamani Duanga Emizu.
Those known as the demons.
Nemeja Besia.
They are major bears.
Wakabaka Wemuni.
The kingdom of the stars.
Mubanga, Idiot Guru Yokunam Koto.
Firmament of the fourth created heaven.
Ndabikanga nziru sewonyo.
I might have run quick.
Na hiyo pointi ya fuyokune jibwe.
Our fourth point is like this.
Tugeena kuraba abama saza.
We are going to see of principalities.
Abama saza.
Principalities.
Satan,
the devil, and his fallen angels. They are the demons.
Major base,
and they are major base in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the fourth heaven to be created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All along you made warfare as church. You want to fight with these principalities?
Ask
where is their base found?
Yes,
praise Jesus. On the planet Earth, not where base principalities are, whom we fight with the major base.
They are
major base found in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus
Christ.
That's why I gave you fourth heading of what you are to see.
And Abama says
that principality,
Satan,
Satan the devil,
Never
and his fallen angels, both known as demons, in their major base, in the kingdom of the stars,
in the
firmament of the fourth created heaven.
Their
principalities.
Satan,
the devils put their major base there.
But what you read them, chitabo chino.
If you look through this book, of the Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3, it shows we fight the evil spirits. The power of the air. Now Satan, major first base,
put
in the kingdom of the stars.
That's why the
spirit using children of
disobedience,
the prince
of
power of the air.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
if you look at the book of Obadiah, Obadiah chapter 1, verses 2 and 4.
Agama ntine wankubadenga azimba.
Say though he's building.
Ebizimbe bye mubi kubiye munye.
His structures in the clefts of the stars.
Omanyika tibabi kola
bibuga. No, they made them cities as for now.
Kusoka mbisi.
Initially in BC.
Yali ngampukuza abasitani obwaka bakobwe munye.
Clefts of the devils in the kingdom of the stars.
Wabula kati bazimbide dale
bibuga. Right now they upgraded them to cities.
Reje munyisa. What's
the presence they have condemned human beings?
This
is called the NASA.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
And they tell you
they are building a city in the sky.
Fallen
angels are with them. That's Obadiah. Obadiah chapter
1,
verses 2 and 4.
Badia kusongera ku. But
before they were cleft to the devils in the kingdom of the
stars,
who can remove me from the sky? Who can remove me from the stars? God told him, snatch you from there.
Eddie,
as it began,
they
got from the
cask
and threw him in the hell, in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus much. When you read the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 6:12,
so
we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil
spirits
in the heavenly places. They are there in base. That's their major base there. Now our point, the fourth point,
of
the rim below, the fourth created heaven.
You have to
see your principalities,
Stan,
Satan,
the
devil,
and
fallen angels, those known as demons, even their major base, the kingdom of the stars, the firmament of the fourth created heaven. Now we as the church, we in our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, you know how you beat those who can hinder you,
you
know their base where it is.
For
in the time of prophet Daniel,
they are
arrested angel Gabriel for 21 days up there in the sky. The prince of the Persians and of Greece.
21 days ngabamukuteyo
enaku abiri mulu muli arrested him.
Nakati fete bajja kutumanyira ku mulundi
go not familiarize us this time.
Tujja bawerekereza ebyokulwanisa bya bamalayika
kuje
tumanyo buru.
Launch weapons of angels in places we know of well.
Yali amukama wafu
Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Njogera bwenti ngangamba.
I speak this as I say.
Tufu olugendo lwo gulina makuru mangi.
To the journey of heaven hold many meanings.
Kubanga luli kule ebyama.
It reveals secrets.
Nafe tumanya bwe tunatandikira.
Which we know where we shall begin.
Ukude wafe mukuru.
To go back home. Era
n'okumanya baani abali mukubo lyafu.
Who are those on our way?
Nachifochi,
in which location they are basing?
Ukole fujo mkubo ya fujo kuda mkubo.
Havoc on our way to go home back.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus much.
Point ya fujo kuda.
Our fifth point.
Mwevi vitu ino kudaba.
In things we meant to see.
Machitundo echa wansi.
In the rim below.
The Lord
created heaven.
Point ya fe, yokutana.
Fifth point.
Twagala okulaba ku base endala ebbiri.
We want to see of the two other bases.
Is a Satan,
of Satan,
and
fallen angels, the demons,
planet Earth,
on the planet Earth,
underwater,
in the underwater, the
underground,
in the underground bunkers.
Wanji, point yokutana.
Our fifth point.
Tulina okulaba.
We want to see.
Base and
of the two other bases,
Satan
and fallen angels, those known as demons, on the planet Earth,
underwater,
in the underwater, or under the water,
underground.
And in the underground.
But what do we have to
do? There is a secret here in the world. Principalities,
have
a major base in the kingdom of the stars. As we have first seen. Now they put another base in the planet Earth. There are two major bases.
There
are bases which are in the water. Bible speaks of them in Ezekiel 27.
Still
the prince of Tyre. Who sits at the entrance to the sea.
Ezekiel 27
points on that. In the verse 5 says,
they have
put their mast there.
They
call it the Bermuda Triangle. That location which captures every fleet that passes there. The ship at the Atlantic Ocean, which is near an America. Those are the bases in the underwater. And Ezekiel 29, verses 1 to 3,
Aragati, tanulo kurangira Farao,
he said, lament to Pharaoh,
ugusota, ugweda,
the olden serpent,
ugogede enti, emigajangi,
spoken that the streams are mine.
Ugweda is
the olden serpent, Satan.
According
to Revelation 12,
7
to 10.
Kati kufada,
now, from ancient days,
bakulisa underwater,
they used the underwater
nga base
as the base
yokulumba bana bakatonda
kusi children of God on the world. Now all their bases in the journey of heavens we know them.
But
we have to go home back in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kati,
now those winners, the Lucifer, we need to know their bases and we beat them.
In fact,
with armies of angels, those who come from the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kati, boba kuba mbesi yawe.
Them in their major bases. I know your other bases on the world.
Underwater.
There is the underwater.
If you
begin your warfare as a warrior.
Talking
Ephesians 6, verse 10 to
17.
Putting the armor of God. Straight say, I know you have those bases. You know when you strike the base,
you
already troubled the enemy. That's why what America does. Trouble the armies of their enemies. They look for the bases and they strike them. They send a missile, strike it all. Put bombs in the base. Remember, it's what holds weapons. If you strike it, Where will they base to prepare? Now we hunt them.
We send armies
of our angels. Those in Zechariah 1:18-21. Angels who terrify.
Hunt
demons. They
hunt the
but they have no more base.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The
journey
of heaven is sweet. For it is our home.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Now that based on the world,
underwater,
the underwater,
but by underground,
they also have the bankers, underground bankers. They dig. They dig down in the ground.
Planet.
On the planet.
But
we are on the top with our cities. And they have dug their cities under the ground.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Isaiah
29:15-16.
Agamba.
He said, so you go deep down.
You
know, these are called the Lucifers.
These are
the fallen angels. Now, led by Ambassador Jezebel. They build cities under. And they tap us from the under and above. And we are in a trap in the midst of them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Isaiah 29:15-16.
He said, they go deep down and they base there and they overturn things. They overturning. Which people they can make us appear turned upside down. All the wisdom is
given
the understanding of things.
The creatures
of researches they make from underground.
Though
you go down
and
you turn things upside down,
you not
equate the creator with
the
thought.
The thought
speaks
that
did create me.
And
as you still there, the things are real there. The
journey
of heaven is moved in many things.
Speak
now of the rim below, the
fourth
created heaven, and the things we meant to see.
And
we see our fifth point, where we are to see the other two bases of the devil, Satan and his fallen angels, those known as demons, on the planet
Earth,
and they have the underwater base.
Ezekiel 27.
They have the underground.
Isaiah 29:15-16.
Now, you child of God,
this
is the new generation.
Knowledge
of God and His glory. They call on this nation
to
lighten every secret.
We
be blessed. Matthew 13:9-17. You're blessed.
Even
you know the kingdom of heaven.
Now we have
secrets every day. And we get tired of the secrets. Never heard it yet, you've heard it before.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Point
we have our secret point.
You'll
be seen on this planet
Earth.
In this our rim below, before created heaven, our secret point.
Have
to see of the 10 planets. We include our habitable Earth,
planet
that found in the central. In the central, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven, the rim below.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
have to see 10 planets, including our planet Earth, found in the central, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven, in the rim below. Let me have written well the secret point. We shall see the 10 planets, including our planet Earth, found in the central, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven,
what
we call in the airspace of the fourth created heaven, in the rim below. Praise Jesus much. You know, you see, we have this planet Earth. This is where the journey begins from. If you don't begin from up, seeing how the heavens come. Now we first get from the area of view, and we see things from the area of view. After we see them, we descend and we reach where we begin from, and then we move ahead up again, and we go to the rim above. Now it is this, our sixth point. We see the 10 planets, including the planet Earth. Praise Jesus. In the airspace, in the central and in the airspace of the fourth created heaven, in the rim below, means the planet Earth, even the other 9 planets, they are found in the central of the fourth created heaven, in the airspace of it. This planet Earth is not resting on the ground, that it is rotating on the ground. It's in the space. And it has other 9 planets. Above planet Earth, there is planet Venus. Planet Mercury. It is near to the sun. Then down planet Earth,
you can
see planet Mars.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Saturn.
Planet Saturn.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Pluto.
Planet
and planet Elis. The name is right here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember the names we've named the other 9 planets. These are just fake names. Take them as they are, for they are the names known in the world.
Except
only planet Earth is what is in the rightfulness.
For
Proverbs 8, verse 30 to 31, he delighted over the habitable Earth. The word habitable Earth
is
the word planet Earth.
There's
a reason we shall give you ahead why it is called the habitable Earth.
It is
like 7 things which make it habitable. Where there are mountains, the valleys, the streams, the plants, the animals, the insects, even the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Why
they say the habitable Earth?
Why
it's habitable?
What do you understand?
They are planets you cannot go live there. We just give you the answer to that. That lighted over the habitable earth. There are planets you cannot go live there. I did study English passage, but I studied the spiritual. For Proverbs 1, 23, he said, accept my rebuke, I pour my spirit on you, it will draw you to understand my words. These words are not for English, they are words of the spirit. Even when you put another meaning,
you
don't understand till you have the spirit.
Now,
Proverbs 8:31. Rejoice over his habitable earth.
You told
you, there are planets you cannot go live there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, Apostle, what is that? When you get out of planet Earth, there are nine planets. Others say, how come? In Isaiah 61, verse 1, he said, heaven is the throne, earth is his footstool. He has how many feet? Earth is his footstool. Is it not that? Now God, we are in his image. We have how many toys? We have 10 toys. Now, if earth is his footstool, every toe of the Lord rests on one planet.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now he's told you already. Go back to Isaiah 61. 66, verse 1. That heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Go ask yourself.
You,
image of God, you have how many toys?
I
have 10 toys. The planets are meant to be how many? Meant to be 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And as you still say that, it brings you Nahum. Nahum 1 verse 3. And he said, the clouds, they are dust of my feet. Planet Earth has clouds.
But
you think it's how, the toe, which number? This is the male toe, planet Jupiter. We want to order the feet of the Lord as they are meant to be. The male pole, this one is the next.
And Katrina Jupiter.
We have Jupiter, the first male, on the right hand.
Venus.
Now Venus is the next feet on the male. Planet Earth is the third. Is the third toe. Who is next? Mars. Is the fourth toe. And the fifth is the one. The small toe.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus. Now the left hand. Neptune is the first male toe there.
Over Gundi. Eris.
Alice is the first. Alice is the first.
Netudaka and Pluto. Neptune.
Neptune.
Netudako. Uranus.
And we go to Uranus.
Netukomaoku Pluto.
And we come to Pluto.
Netukomaoku Saturn.
And we come to Saturn.
Ebigeredina inebigua.
And his toes are finished.
And ye yakugame misankaga mukago nyori soka.
We say Isaiah 66 verse 1.
Eguri entebe.
Heaven is the throne. Earth is footstool. Now the planets are tables of the
Lord.
Praise Nahum 1, verse 3 and 5. He said, the clouds are dust of his feet.
Remember,
all planets have clouds. Planet Earth has clouds. That's a toe. A dust is a toe. Now he shakes it a little like that. And we get rainfall. There are quakes which happens. And thunders.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus.
We are
going to see things.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus much. Now our seventh reason that
we
have to see in the realm below, in the fourth created heaven. You shall see our journey from planet Earth,
from
central of the fourth created heaven,
in
the realm below.
Through
the northern gate, or the northern door of the fourth created heaven, to go into the first created heaven, the second created heaven, and the third created heaven, in the realm above. Our seventh point. We shall be seeing our journey from the planet Earth here. Move on to the fourth created heaven in the realm below. Moving up through the northern gate to move up to the rim above, the first created heaven, the second created heaven, and the third created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, when you'll be studying
Genesis
28 verse 10
and 12, he
saw stairways and they came from heaven and they rested on the earth. And the angels began to descend on the stairways, and they descend on the earth, and they ascend back to heaven. But to quickly reach on up there, where the angels come from, it is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
The
gathering of the angels, even the holy ones of God. Our journey will move like that. Those will what appear in the brief, in the rim below, the fourth
grade
heaven, seventh point. But I wanted to end you here today. In the next Sunday, come cover one per one point. We begin on one. Time will it enable us? Feel your memory can still contain the message. It's 20
a.m.
They have told me that the mind can still contain. Let's go to the first point. Our first point, what we
have
to see in the realm below, the fourth created heaven.
We
want to see the fourth created heaven in the realm below, which is hard as iron, and it is circular.
It's
our first point. After they will all put them down there. I don't want you to not become a disciple. They ask you of heaven where you go, you know nothing there. This time we are to explain. God has given us His Spirit and
He
trusted Him to us to teach us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
People
created heaven in the realm below. Which is harder as iron, and it is circular in appearance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe as we begin, Bible says in Genesis chapter
1,
verses 1 to
2,
it speaks like this, with the creation of that heaven. Genesis chapter 1 from verses
1. Katonda yatonda heavens n'ensi. Olunyo olwokubiri. Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ku lubereberye.
In the beginning,
Katonda yatonda amagulu.
God created the heavens.
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 So ti yatonda eggulu.
Did not create a single heaven. That it is one.
Bible gamba yatonda
eggulu. You, as your Bible said, that created heaven. No. You correct that.
Then
God created heavens.
Amaguru.
Heavens. In the Luganda, it's maguru.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So when we
speak that word,
we
bring to you in our understanding that a heaven is not one.
When we speak that
in 2 Corinthians 12, in the verse
1
to 3,
it
also speaks of the third heaven.
Explain
of the fourth created heaven. Let's first read in the Corinthians we hear.
The
proof it was not one heaven which was created.
2
Corinthians chapter 12 from verse
1. Newankubadde nga tekusaana, naye kangende mukolesebwa n'okubikulira kwa Mukama waffe. Olinnya olwokubiri, manyi omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14, oba mu mubiri simanyi, oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi. Okutwalibwa omuntu ali bw'atyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Nti kimugwanidde okwenyumiriza
kwaro bimtu boost
okusinya kuba kolisi ekyokubiri
12
14 years.
When we were seeing the heavens, discovered they are not in dimensions. They have the rim below, even the rim above. The rim below, made of the fourth created heaven. Even the rim above,
it
has three other heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
your mind shouldn't enter that word that he created a single heaven and you think it's one. Maybe there are others who fail to understand the limits of heaven.
It is a universe.
And they say that it's a universe. Some of your Bible say,
in the beginning, God created the universe.
You want to fight with the word heaven, yet it is our home.
Philippians
3:20,
that
our home is in heaven. You take away the word heaven and you say universe. You confuse us.
You're going
to accept that.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ. Can
you explain the heaven, the fourth to be created? It's hard as iron. And it is circular. Once you understand the others in the rim above, this is called the fourth created heaven. The last to be created.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Genesis 2, verses 1 and 2,
speaks
of the heavens and their hosts which were created. Let us read as we hear. Genesis 2 from verse 1.
Nebigwo kukola heavens n'ensi n'ejeriyabyo lyonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After they were made to finish, to
heavens,
all the heavens, they were finished to be done. Even the entire hosts in them. It means
that
every heaven holds its fullness. What we find in there. The rim below,
both
created heaven, it has its fullness. Those are 7 points we see today. Even the rim above,
made
of three heavens, and every heaven, or every heaven, it holds its fullness. There are the hosts of it in there. There are things which they put in there.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus, man.
So, Bobasma.
You know, things of heaven, if you search everywhere, the nation
blessed,
you know, secrets of the kingdom of heaven, no wise on the world, at this time as I speak, who can give you things of heaven, except God who had mercy on us, and brought us the journey of heaven. That I am sure. Go you try. People you say. People whose generation they are praising themselves all the time.
That's
what we preach.
Don't
you hear knowledge?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now know of one thing. As we still see,
God
created heaven in the rim below.
Even
how it's hard as iron and how it is such a lot in appearance.
When
the Bible speaks with us in Genesis, let's read John chapter
8,
23. It shows us there is the rim below,
instead of
the fourth created heaven, even the rim above,
moves
on to be made by three other heavens. Let's read it here. John chapter 8 from verse 23.
Nti mwe muli ba wansi zendi wa waguru.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yagena masonat mukamafu yes.
The Lord Jesus moved on.
Yokan is sure neomana with Musa.
John 8:23.
Nava gamba.
He told them,
Zendua waguru.
I am of the rim above. In the rim above.
Which called about heaven
is made of three other heavens.
You
are of the rim below. And in the planet earth. He pointed on two things, the rim below, even the planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those born in the rim below, they are
formed
in the fourth created heaven.
He has
been its fullness, all the hosts of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we head on, in the Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 and 8,
he
showed us the beginning of creation, of the rim above and the rim below, the fourth created heaven. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, speaks like this. Genesis 1 from verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi lyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi olinnya olw'omusanvu Katonda n'assaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga bwekityo bwe kyali.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus much.
Wano awali heaven is zonna.
Where there are all these heavens and the rim below,
both
created heaven and the entire host in it.
Even
three heavens making the rim above and they are hosting them. There was water. And water was divided in two parts. One water moved up.
And
out of it they made three heavens.
And
that which came downwards,
the fourth heaven,
they made fourth heaven to be created. The fourth heaven to be created in the rim below. And he said, and the firmament of the rim below, he called it heaven. Let us read here. Genesis 1 verse 8.
Katonde banga nari ite guru. Nebuba kawungezi, nebube ncha.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Katonda ebanga.
Go to the firmament.
That's
the bread water in the rim above. Where we shall see three heavens. But the firmament of the rim below.
And
there he gathered water in the rim below.
And
he called it heaven. For the problem which is, we did know the firmament
was,
the heaven was in which shape in that time. Most of us think they covered it on the top of it. But he said, what on the rim below? Moved on to a heaven such upon it.
He
wrapped it within the heaven.
He made
stars in the air space there, the sun and the moon, even the 10 planets, even planet Earth. That's the water he wrapped up in the circular appearance of the heaven, of the rim below, both created heaven.
He
didn't leave water just hanging in the space. Most people say, how do you prove he wrapped it in there? Now Job answers you. You know, the journey of heaven is good. It moved in the Bible. Seeing, and you teach as you demonstrate. We are on an exhibition of the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see the actual appearance of this heaven. The actual appearance. In Job 22,
12-14.
Job 22 from verse 12.
Katonda tali muguru awagulumizibwa era alaba emunyenye bwezenkano obugulumivu olinyo lwe 13 nawo oyogera nti katonda amanyiki ayinza okusala omusango nga ayima mu kizikiza ekikutte olinyo lwe 14 ebire biziyivu bimubikkako n'okulaba talaba era atambulira mu kwekulungirira kweggulu
nti balowooza atambulira ku kwekulungirira kweggulu
the circular heaven
omanyi guru yekulungirira
it is circular.
Now,
if you see it, you are on this your planet Earth, and we are inside it. We are inside it. And you look up there.
Because
portion up is transparent. You can pass through your eyes, and you see the heaven. Now you don't expect. If you see on the west side. Even in the east, even the south, don't expect heaven also is down there. For you think maybe the planet is resting on the ground like that. It's not on the ground, it's hanging in the space. Even in the center of that heaven, which is such a lot.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
God
revealed the plan of heaven through Uganda.
We are given
a work to prepare our brethren to go back to heaven. And the coming back of Jesus who takes them. And you have to direct them well.
And
they understand how heaven is. Story Job 22:14. Others have thought he moves on the circular heaven. For heaven is circular.
It
is the heaven we see. It has a limit. But it's hard to reach them. That's why those of NASA, they have failed. It seems to be very far.
Imagine
in our spiritual transport, those we first saw, and we began this heading, God reveals me the call and the covenant, glory on the nation of Uganda, through the journey of heaven,
move
the Bible for 7 years,
2005-2011,
in the service of the vision.
Yes.
Vision runs quick to go up there, and you got the
circular
appearance of heaven. And you reach there and you knock on it like that. And it's very hard. Remember, it is carrying three other heavens on top of it.
Of
the rim above. You knock on it like that. And it's hard. And you see yourself within it. It's like a mirror. Those are the vision, the dream, the azotals, the trance, the urim, and the famim, which can bring you see those things.
Though
you would try you the scientist, even your binoculars, those which gaze at the stars, it will be very hard for you. This is the Lord. Even secrets is given to this nation. Secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And he has said, take the vision, exhibition. Take an exhibition. You know we are in an exhibition.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, my.
I know we have a kudalira mu Isaiah.
Where he mocked them in Isaiah.
Yes.
Go with your men who gaze at the stars. Let's see whether you will try. Let's read there.
Isaiah, Isule Yana Mumusambu, Noru Nidi Oromunana.
Isaiah 47, verses 8.
Kareno, Wurida Chino, Gwawere Pejali, Okwesima, Aturango Sita, Ayogera Mutima Gonti Wendi, Sote Wali Mulala, Wabulanze, Siri Turanga Namuandu, So Siri Manyakufi Wabana.
Jezebel speaking that.
Obaka wa Lucifer.
The ambassador of Lucifer. Isaiah
47 verses 9. Amagezi go no kumanya ko byebi kuchamiza
uride balina amagezi gezi gabo
have their wisdom
no kumanya ko
have their knowledge
balina ne byuma
they have even machines
bako yeso kwetegereze
mu used to guess in the stars
bako lagana na abantu
kunsi and they work with human beings on the world
ad uride zajino
now listen to this
Isaiah esure yana mu musambu no runyiriri olwe 10
Isaiah 47 verses 10
ti kubanga wesi go bubiwo wayogera ati siri kandaba Amagezi go n'okumanya ko byebye kuchamiza n'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti wendi sote wali mulala wagulanze olunyolo 10 n'olumu obubiche buvudde bukujjako tolimanya mambya yaabwo titolimanya mambya yaabyo yaabwo n'akatayi kali kugwako toliyinza kukajjako n'okuzika kuli kujjako mangu ago kwoto manyiridde Olinyole 12. Yimirira nno n'obusawo bwo. N'obulogo bwo obwayinga obungi.
Aba barogo Jezebeli
asosorers.
Aba malaika abago.
Abanyidwa
nga embizi.
Known as the demons.
Isaiah Soriana mu musanvu n'olunyiriri ole 12.
Isaiah 47 verse 12.
Yimirira nno n'obusawo bwo n'obulogo bwo obwayinga obungi. Obwakutengezanga okuva mu buto bwo obanga mpozi oliyinza okugasa obanga mpozi oliyinza okusobola
13
Isaiah Suleyana mu musanvu olinyole 13
Isaiah 47 verse 13
abateesa naawe abayinga obungi bakukoyeza abalaguza eggulu
waliyo abalaguza eggulu
those who are astrologers
always
looking at things in the space
n'abalogoro
even the sorcerers of the world
Isaiah Suleyana mu musanvu olinyiriro le 13
Isaiah 47 13
abateesa naawe abayinga obungi bakukoyeza abalaguza eggulu abalengere munyenye
waliyo abeetegereza abeereeno
on the world
mu binoculars
in their binoculars
abalengere munyenye
ziri wala at the stars very far
ne bagamba
and they say
tetunakola kizungirizi kituuka ku munyenye
not made a rocket reach the star
omanyi abaamasaza newankubadde gyebabeera
principalities though they are there
tebannakola bintu kubiba wawana
not yet made
abantu kunsi
machines give them human beings on the world
babekengeramu okubalyamu olukw akaseera
kona they believe they can betray them anytime
kati baki abawaddeko basinzireo ne beetegereza
emunyenye
kati ne balengeranga eggulu ate eriyo liri wala ne bagamba ekyo kyekimu ekitakoma
that is a universe
naha abalala baki
who are the others
Isaiah esule yana mu musanvu olunyiriri olwe 13
Isaiah 47 verse 13
abalanga ebyemyezi bayimirire nno bakulokole mu ebyo ebiri kujjako
kakati byamaze dda omujjako
they have already come upon him
bamanyi ki kati nga ffe tumanyi
leero do they know when we already know that
buli mwezi baagala osindika ebizongezi
locates get see things in the sky
naye tebannazuula nti neggulu lyekulu
but they have not discovered yet heaven is secular
babeereyo nga bagamba kyekintu ekitakoma
they are saying this is the universe
kati ffe abafu knowledge
of
God
we of full knowledge of God
era abafocus of God
we of the focus of God
ebyo natubirengera
all those we see them
mu ndabirwamu
in the mirror
ekigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
bwamana tutwala bino tulabula
after it takes us there to see them
mu ntambuliza ffe
in our spiritual transport
era ntunyonyola n'okunyonyola okw'amagezi
then with the explanation of wisdom
ngali mu kigambo
that in the word
ngali n'obujulizi obungi
which has much witness
eggulu eryo ssebo lyolengera
that heaven you see
lyayogeddeko mu yobu
that spoken of in Job
22:14
that it is secular
ligumu kamara
it is very hard
ligumu
it is hard
kubanga gambe
For he says of the rim below, it's forth to be created. But above it, it carries three other heavens. Those ordered on it. It is hard. Just as iron which has never appeared on this world. That you see which is bluish. In the night, it's like a crushed glass.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We see in Job
37:14-18.
Job
37:14.
Yeah,
you Job now. You never knew. Now just stand and we show you the work of God, the marvelous work. No, you get to be here. And you walk the lame. And to heal malaria.
It's
the wonderful work God has done. He created a circular hard heaven.
And
put in wonderful things of his works. The stars which are big, which worship him, even the sun and the moon, where there is our planet,
even
the great ancient things created there. These miracles full of children. If you think through them, you will see God. When Satan too will do them.
Now,
we are God to go beyond Satan's level in the miracles of God.
He's
walking the lamb.
And
they are the starters. Wondrous initial works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we separate God and who is not God. The one who serves and never serves him. And we separate the miracle of God from the miracles of the devil.
You
stand still and hear.
Job 37:15. Omanyi Katonda bw'abikuutira, naye asenjota ez'omu kireekye. Olunya olw'ekumi n'omukaaga. Omanyi okutereezebwa kw'ebire, ebikolwa eby'ekitalo ebyoyo eyatuukirira mu kumanya.
Yatuukirira mukola ki?
He is perfect in knowledge.
Yatuwadde amagezi galonomanya.
Okutuukiridde mu lugendo lw'eggulu. He is perfected in the journey of heaven.
Yobu essuula y'37, olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Job 37:17.
Ebyambalo byo bwe bibiguma, ensingo esirise olw'embuyaga, nti ebyambalo byo bibuguma, ensingo esirise olw'embuyaga ez'obukiiko obwa ddyo. Olunya olw'18, oyinza okubambira eggulu awamu naye. Amaanyi gaalyo genkana endabirwamu ensaanuuse.
Oyinza okubambira eggulu awamu naye.
Can you spread the heaven with him?
Amaanyi gaalyo.
It is strength.
Genkana endabirwamu eta. Kwekamba, sizi nendabirwamu
zamu. This bureau of yours.
Dina strong melted.
The strength is like chuma, mirror, iron. Read us in English.
Uruganda rukendeza amani.
Uruganda demeans the power of that scripture.
Job 37:18.
Yobu asatu musambo, lunyira kumina munana.
Have you with him spread out the sky, which is
not
strong?
The sky.
We speak of heaven. Let's correct that. Even you having sky in your Bible, cancel it.
Take out heaven.
Put heaven.
Job 37:18. Have you with him spread out the heaven, which is strong and has a mountain miller?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Can you pray with him the heaven, which is strong,
and
a molten mirror? You knock on it and you feel it sounding hard. And you look to yourself through the heaven. At times it has that glass with bluish color white. That stony thing which is there. But he just spread it as he created. And he made it circular. Like that. And he wrapped in it its fullness. Now God calls those his curtains. That is another curtain. These are rooms of the house. Of the house of the Lord. For heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. What house will you build for him? In the room below. It is another room. The fourth created heaven.
He
based above the heavens, where we shall go, the second part of John of Heaven, and he put his curtain there, and he made it such a
way.
You know, you your houses, you cannot build a circular house like his. Even has corners, but it's hard to discover their corners. Most of you know corners are on a triangular thing. But he has his corners on his circular structure. Praise Jesus much. That heaven is hard indeed.
Cutting
made it circular. And it is big indeed. What you have to know, if it's not to open here, heaven would shut all the things within it. What we did, we cut a portion of it.
And
we opened, see what is inside that.
This
we're not seeing within the heaven. I give you an example. It's like a
Movacado.
It's like an avocado seed in the avocado fruits. Now this inside.
Like
an avocado seed within the fruit. But the thing is covered it. Now we had to cut in the middle. And you base here, you see what is in there. But if you had covered, you can't see what's inside it.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
So
now we open it. And we cut off in the middle. And we show you what's inside.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Ethiopian needs wisdom and the knowledge of God.
I have
said it is perfect in knowledge.
It's
the one who gave us perfected things like this. You begin to praise yourself, God, to do them.
Go
imagine your heaven, also make yours.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Some of you want to contend with knowledge. But don't forget, we are here to break all contention. Which contend with the knowledge of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We are here to break contentions. All contentions contending with the knowledge of God. For he gave us knowledge. Light knowledge put in their faces of clay. And that's why we release knowledge. And if we don't have a laptop we research from. It's within the head. The treasure
he packed.
You just sit in a few minutes.
You can
get treasure of knowledge begin within you.
And you
move out, speak knowledge. And the much power from God will stand with you.
You don't
even as a curtain, you think that power is equal to what?
Yes,
praise Jesus. When he speaks with us in Isaiah, Isaiah 40, 21-22, speaks this of that heaven. Isaiah 40 from verse 21.
Temunna manya, temunna ulira, temubuliruanga, okuba kuluberebelie.
Temunna manya nera.
You've not yet known still. Things of heavens, are you still doubting them?
Isaiah esule ya 48 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu
Isaiah 40 verse 21.
Temunnamanya, temunnawulira, temubuulirwanga okuva ku lubereberye, temutegeeranga okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi. Olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2. Yeuyo atula ku nsi n'ekulungirivu.
Omanyine nsi n'ekulungirivu.
Even earth is circular.
Ekizibu ekiriwo.
Now the problem which is.
Ensi nga bw'ogira nti n'ekulungirivu.
Planet earth as you see it's circular.
N'eggulu weriri.
Even heaven is like that.
Kuba yodde ne.
But because it's big.
Lyenkamba singa kwega lirimu ebintu birala.
Yet it did many other things.
Kumi n'enkumi z'emunyeni.
Thousands of stars.
Enjuba n'omwezi.
The sun and the moon.
Amagombe.
Hell.
Wamu ne planet
ndala. Together with other 9 planets.
Planet mwenda.
But planet us with thee as if it's big. Is it not that? Someone travels America,
Asia,
Europe,
Australia,
Africa,
Agayanja,
the sea, and they see planet Earth is big. This one. That is where we are. Now there are other planets bigger than planet Earth, like Jupiter. Them two are found in that heaven. They are
stars
bigger than these planets. A star is bigger than the sun. But they are all
formed
such an appearance of the fourth heaven. That is the entire host in it. You think heaven is equal to what? All heavens are same in size. Those are the rim below the three.
Above.
It's a big thing indeed. That's why it failed scientists to discover what's in it. But no one thing. In the latter days, the mountain of God's house
is
on the top above heaven. People flock on it. And
this
let's God be taught by God. This is the real time we speak of. God is filled with much knowledge. But indeed it's true.
Nange nekwada ko mtwaru nenga.
Me too, I shake my head approving that yes.
Mazima kati kulusozi lwenyumba ya mukama.
Mountain of God house. There is knowledge.
Even
on the top lifted half.
Linda rugende kutivyo
yakulula. Go on the television you'll see.
Those
will come here, we teach them how things are. And they will bring binoculars. We started,
if
we take them out,
you can
clear what you've been not seeing before.
Kubanga bajena kwehunya.
For they'll be
kubimanyanga tubijja mu Bible.
To know them, getting them from the Bible.
So nga wabadde mukwetegereza ebinokola.
They've been guessing through binoculars.
Nga tebafuna kumanya kutuufu.
Don't get the right knowledge.
Gano magezi.
This is wisdom.
Era lye gwanga eritegeera.
A nation with understanding.
Isaiah esule ya 40 n'olunyiriri olwabiri.
Isaiah 40 verse 22.
Yeuyo atula ku nsi n'ekulungirivu. N'abagituulamu balinga amayanzi.
Kakati ffe abatu eno okuba nti eggulu liddene.
That heaven being big.
Kati ababeera ku planet.
Now we on planet Earth.
Alaba obuyanzi
obuvuuka. You see grasshoppers jumping on the ground like that.
Naye nno atulengera ali mu ggulu
lya kusa. The one seeing us is in the third heaven.
Kitundu ekya waggulu.
In the realm
of God. Kati waliwo atulabira waggulu
we. The one who sees us from above the heaven.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Those
on the world. This is a minute thing like that. Small.
You know,
those who teach us our science, we despise them. That are the aunts. You say, you aunt. Even God
says,
you too, you are an aunt. You see a little ant on the ground. It is moving.
It is,
look at the ant.
I can even
kill it like that.
You
think he sees you how?
In
your small planet where you are.
Them
to preach to us. You too, before God, you are like us.
No, we don't know.
And here you praise yourself. That you have a chest. I am a powerful man. What are you?
Yeah,
those who shake their bums like that, they walk shaking them.
You are like
that up, lifting its bum up.
You know,
the type of aunt, they lift their bats like that. They see they are good.
Kakati naye mbuwe imusha obubi na waguru.
Raise your bat like that. That your partner, you are good. You nothing. You just
come
from the hand of God and be saved in your sins.
You
see the eternal life.
You
go back home in heaven. This is your journey. The journey of heaven.
The
journey of salvation.
As
we wind up, those concerning the fourth created heaven in the rim below, which is hard as iron,
and
such like in appearance.
This
is of it in Isaiah 48:12. 14 and it speaks this. Isaiah 48:12.
Mpuliriza gwe Yakobo ne Isirayiri gwe nayita nze nzuuyo nze owoolubereberye era nze ow'enkomerero olunya olw'13 weewaawo omukono gwange gwe gwateekawo omusingi gw'ensi n'omukono gwange ogwa ddyo gwe gwabamba eggulu bwe mbiyita ne biyimirira wamu olunya olw'14 mwekuŋŋaanye mmwe mwenna muwulire ani ku bo eyali abuulidde ebyo Mukama ya mwagala alikola Babuloni byayagala n'omukono gwe guli bakuba Kaludaya.
Yani bo yali abulidde.
Who has of them has ever preached that?
Yani bulidde mukama ya mwagala.
One has preached them, God has loved them.
Agambye mukono gwe ogwa ddyo.
He says right hand.
Ogwa kono gwateekawo ensi.
Right put there the earth.
Omukono gwe ogwa ddyo ne gubamba eggulu
n'ensi. Left put on the heavens and earth.
That
who has ever declared that God is lovely him. And he will do to Babylon what he wants.
The
kingdom of Satan is vested. Revelation in action. God loved us much.
You
declare words like this. You know, church has things.
They are
not of light of understanding well.
And
they always learn. And they don't reach in understanding. God promised the new generation.
Those
who know him with works of his hands.
Spoken
in Psalms 78.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Now God has loved us. Indeed God loved us.
Blessed
us to know the
secrets
of the kingdom of heaven. Maybe as we end with Psalms. Psalms 104. From verse 1 to 3.
Speaks
of the pillars of those heavens. Details we shall speak. Right now we told you we give a summary now. Psalms 104 verses 1.
Webaze mukama gwe meme yange. Ayi mukama katonda wange, oli mukulu nnyo. Oyambadde ekitiibwa n'obukulu. Olinnyo olw'okubiri. Eyeebikka omusana ng'ekyambalo. Atimbe eggulu ng'ejjiki.
Nti eggulu muno waliteekayo wadde ddere
muliwulidde. No, heavens is big.
Naye wali waggulu
w'eggulu. But we are above the heavens.
Nga bwe tujja olya mu lugendo lwaffe olw'okubiri.
Shall hear in our journey of heaven. The second.
And
gone above the heaven. There and put displayed the heaven as a tent. And he made it its circular. And he put there its fullness. The entire host of the fourth heaven. Psalms 104:3.
Asimbe mpaji ezenjuze mu mazzi.
Omanyi ku lubereberye.
You know in the beginning.
Yali atondeggulu
n'ensi. He created heaven and earth.
Eggulu ino yaliteerawo empaji.
He put the seven pillars for it in the many waters.
Naye empaji ezo.
But those pillars.
Zikola ensonda ennya ezeggulu.
Make four corners of the heaven.
Abantu basoma mu Ezekiel 37.
People read Ezekiel 37.
Bagamba nti leka empewo ennya ezive ku nsonda ezeggulu.
Let four winds come from the corners of the earth.
Oba ensonda ennya ezeggulu.
The four corners of the heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
they don't know where they were put. They
have
to understand them, you're above the heavens.
At
the four gates of the heaven. That's where you can find the four corners. But the three gates in the east, in the west, even south, they are not
open.
We open the northern gates.
Which
takes us to the realm above.
So
now that is the heavens. The fourth to be created in the realm below. One of what we see in the brain below, God created heaven
and
entire host in it.
We have
6 points to be seen.
So
come back to see the second. The kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, the firmament of the fourth created heaven, even many others. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.